4, 3, 2, and to the one. Welcome back, guys, to episode 143 of the Nothing But a Foot Thing podcast. Today, I'm joined with my midweek co-host, Wasteful Blimp. What's up, Blimp?
Yo, what's up, dude? I'm looking forward to it.
What's up? What's up? And I'm getting some reports from DDA News that a hairy ape has escaped DDA Zoo because he bought too many FIFA points, and I think he somehow stumbled across the podcast. What's up, a hairy ape?
It's like my Lil Wayne lighter flip. What's good? What's going on, dude? Thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys for having me. I really do appreciate it. I had to break out of DDA and the red list to come to this today. So
yeah, thank you for joining. I know it must have been a hassle to escape the zoo security. Tom Kalefi, you know the guy who lost the pro event because that goal. I mean, yeah. So I know it was rough, but thank you for joining us.
You have to publicly defend EA for a little bit.
Just stay on the low so they don't come looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you see Tom Kalefi, let's just keep it in DMs. So, what's up, guys? Just want to ask you guys, how are you doing today? How's everyone's day going?
Can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get into it, man. The content's been good.
Yeah, it definitely has. So, starting off, first icebreaker question. How has Foot Birthday Team 2 been for you guys? Starting off with Blimp, how's it been?
It hasn't been bad, man. I think the SBCs have been pretty fun. We got that Luca Bacchio today, and he's kind of a FIFA goat of mine. I actually did that Foot Miss SBC forever ago, if y'all remember that one. Probably the most overpriced card
really?
In FIFA history.
It's like 150k.
Yeah, for a terrible mid card, but he was actually pretty solid in game. And that's just kind of my vibe, you know what I'm saying? So I did him. Yeah. And then the other SBCs, we got the Ribery on Friday. I held off on those, but the one that really excited me the most, kind of one of my FIFA goats, is that Hadji card. And he is unbelievable, dude. I think 5-5 Finesse Plus might be like the most OP combo just for the way I play the game. Like being able to create a little bit of space and then bang a finesse on either foot. It's just so enjoyable. And we've never really had a good Hadji card that I can think of. He's always been kind of mid, but again, I like to use those kind of mid players. So I always buy his base icon early in the year. So he's just been really fun. I have no complaints about the content. Reece James as well. I'm kind of going through all of them here, but I got to Division 1 yesterday using him as a box-to-box center mid, actually. So I'm going to be trying him at right back later tonight and tomorrow as well. But dude, I mean, in terms of content, there's not much to complain about. So I've been enjoying it. Dom, what about you? Any content stuck out to you? Any luck with packs? And what do you think about the player SBCs?
So EA put me on the red list early on into Team 1, and I ended up packing Emilio Butragueño. So that was fun. He's been absolute peach to use in the game. But, you know, from the current one, I haven't really gotten into too many of the SBCs. I did Coman, but I also bought Mallory Swanson to run alongside, like, Pulisic and Sophia Smith. So I ran Mallory Swanson's Foot Birthday card this weekend, and I brought Coman off the bench. But Swanson was incredible. I mean, I don't really use a lot of players with Rapid Plus, so getting used to the dribbling was a little bit different because she plays slightly different to her gold card. But once you get the hang of that dribble pattern, like the way she takes the touch on the ball, and you get those 5-star skills involved, dude, she's incredible. 90 composure. Like, this is the one thing that, you know, we complain about, like, a card like Sophia Smith because she has 80, you know. It's like, it doesn't get the job done. She gets the job done. She's incredible.
She looks sick, dude. Is she 5'5 as well?
Yeah, she is.
How does she compare to Coman, if you don't mind me asking? Because that Coman is still, like, a tiny bit tempting just because he's 5'5", but I haven't heard the best reviews about Coman.
I really haven't gotten to use him too much. I mean, he also has the Rapid, so that's a nice plus. But I haven't, I only brought him off the bench a couple times just because Swanson was absolutely killing it. So I kept her in the game. I have to use him a little bit more. I'll put something out on Twitter then. Cause I do want to give him a go and see how he plays, like, with a full test. I'm slowly building a Byron past and present that I think Brando would be proud of. So,
yeah, that's, you know, I'm not telling a single authority from DDA Zoo that you're in here right now.
Yeah,
Byron and USA. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is passionate. But yeah, team two has been good for me. The cards are cool. Card Chowie SBC, fantastic. Yeah. You know, I actually apologize to Hansen because, like, you know, I had a marriage plan with Hansen, but yeah, Card Chowie might have to take that. So, you know, Hansen, if you're watching, I apologize. I'm sorry. But yeah, SBC has been good. Chouameni. I did kind of tweet out something controversial saying Makalele is better than Chouameni value wise and potential card wise, which I think I was probably wrong, but I'm not going to do Chouameni. If you did him, he's probably fantastic. We got Rhys James, which is amazing value. What is he, like 150K? And shout out to Blimp, who's using him CM. I think you are, right, Blimp? CM, CDM?
Yeah, I used him center mid yesterday and just cruised through Division 2 with him, dude. He's just a really good card. I imagine he's amazing at right back too, and then probably at right mid as well, depending on your play style. His left stick isn't the best. He's kind of always been a little more beefy in game. But if you can live with that, then it's really hard to find a fault in the card for the price. Like you said, I think he's like 150, 160K. And I mean, honestly, man, they could have made that card 300K, and I don't think people would have been too upset with it. So the fact he's so cheap is... it's pretty sick.
Yeah, and the content, again, has been good. 84 by 5s, so much better than the 82 by 20s. Just absolutely clear. I cannot stand those packs. Then we got 80-plus player picks today, which are 6 gold, 1 rare, I believe, which, in my opinion, is better than 81-plus. I didn't like them too much. But overall, content's been good. Footbarthe has been strong. I feel like ever since Team of the Year, the promos have been really enjoyable. Like, we had Fantasy, which is good. Team of the Year, which, you know, a little controversial. But I know for the three of us, it was pretty good. And then just all the promos afterwards have been pretty good. But one thing I did want to touch on, just want to get you guys' opinion on this. So the Rhys James SBC, I saw a tweet comparing him to his Team of the Season moments last year. And this card is practically the same thing, just released 2 months earlier. So just, you know, maybe EA are really going to juice Tots. They're pushing the power curve. Dom, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, we're comparing them, right? Like, this new one has 4-star, 5-star compared to the 3-star, 3-star he had. I mean, if we're looking at stats, I mean, his shooting is better. His pace is better. His passing is better. Like, everything is better about this card compared to the other one. There's play styles. So, like, it's tough, though, to compare this one to last year just because the gameplay is so different. From a pure statistical standpoint on paper, yeah, it's a way better card. I mean, you've got the right work rates. You've got, you know, 4-star, 5-star weak foot. You know, you've got great stats just all around and a chem style away from doing exactly what you want, whether you have him on the wing, right mid, or right back. So, like, he's got good play styles to be defensive, but kind of go back and forth. If you play a 3-back, he's a perfect right mid.
Yeah. I actually never thought of it like that. Right mid, he could cook. And I know Blim said he is a bit, like, beefier in game, but he probably could cook there. Yeah, it's just interesting because, like, you look at the promos we've gotten up to now and up to last year, kind of following the same pattern post Team of the Year. But then you look at the cards that we have now and last year, and you notice such a crazy jump. I mean, just for example, look at Stanway, right? She's going to get that +3, all stats, 90, 80K. She'll be 80, 100K. So, I think EA are really pushing the power curve hard this year. Team of the Season, you know, Team of the Year, or Team of the Year, Team of the Season Darwin is going to be, you know, 98 rated, 100 pace. Team of the Season Pulisic is just going to be like 158 with 3,000 pace. So I will be there. But Blimp, what's your opinion on the power curve and what's for the future of EAFC?
I think part of it is that they release so many store packs, the majority of which being untradeable. So it just kind of kills the market. Not as many people have as many coins to go and buy players off the market. And people that do have coins, like, we've seen a massive increase just based off the Twitter community of people just like chucking coins at store packs. I think John and Martin just like yesterday both spent 750K on a store pack, which is, I mean, pretty unheard of for somebody who's like, neither of them are active traders. You know, they don't have 10 mil sitting there. Like, that's hard earned coins for a ultimate team player to just throw at store packs. So I think that's just kind of the way the game's going, which leads to insane cards on the market being cheap. Like, any card that's not like full meta, top tier, top three in the game feels like it's a discard, man. Like, that Raspadori is 5-5. And whenever they update his price range, he's probably going to be 20K. And that is, he's 5-5 finesse plus with like all 90s in the stats. And it's just crazy. So I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the power curve being wild as well. Like, the SBCs they release are crazy. Everybody and their mother has Timo Werner, which is freaking annoying to me, dude. I'm so sick of playing against that card.
Yeah. Or Rolfo.
Yeah, and Rolfo. I might SBC both of them. Not because they're bad, but just because I don't really have any enjoyment using a card that my opponents use 90% of the time. So I think it just all kind of goes hand in hand. We have insane SBCs. Not as many coins on the market because every store pack is untradeable. So even the pay-to-win guys are only packing untradeable cards. So there's not as many coins in general. People don't really have the desire to go buy cards because their untradeable players are so good. So you're probably right about Team of the Season too. Like, we'll probably get some high 90 cards. They might have three playstyle pluses too, which will just add a whole dynamic. And I think it's kind of cool that EA have the ability to do that. Like, we start with one. And then Team of the Year, now we have two, and like almost every card has two. And then we'll probably get to the point where almost every card has three. So it just kind of like keeps the power curve moving, and it keeps people like, it keeps that desire to upgrade your team, because people have like Team of the Year best with two playstyles. But if they release a best, even if he's just like a 94 with three playstyle pluses, it's just like people are going to want to upgrade to that version. So I think the power curve this year has been really interesting, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the market being dead because of all the untradeable packs.
Yeah. The store packs. Yeah. So, I mean, we've just had Foot Birthday, and I mean, it's just wild. And it's not just the like pricing of these packs. I'll get into the FIFA point coin balance later, but it's just the fact that, like, I was watching a stream, someone opened a 5,000 pack, and then you can open it a second time. So just imagine you wanted to open all the like good promo store packs, right? That's probably close to $300, which in my opinion is crazy. A pack should not be 5,000 FIFA points. You know, I understand maybe during Team of the Year, right? The peak of the game almost. If you had, you know, some spare money, want to go rip a store pack that expensive, go ahead. But like, I feel like at this stage of the game, a 5,000 pack, like, I don't know, it's crazy. And the 5,000 pack guarantees you an icon. The icons, like, from what I've seen, it's mostly like Nesta or Van der Sar's in everyone, or what's another bad one? Larsen. And then you look over 4,000 FIFA points, two guaranteed 89s. You're like, wow, am I guaranteed a good player? No, you're going to get Lavelle twice.
Both, yeah, the player pick today.
Yeah.
It's what is it? 390 plus Foot Birthdays for 500K,
yeah,
or 2000, yeah, FIFA points. And like, it would just be so easy to pack a card worth 30K from that. 90s or 35K. You could get Lavelle twice in Hegerberg.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, like, but people are sending it, man. I've seen so many people on Twitter sending it, and I think that's part of the reason why people feel so left out, or people like have that desire to get store packs, is cuz for the most part, like, only the good pulls get pushed around Twitter. Like, the big content creators are only talking about the insane pulls. They're only retweeting the insane pulls. They're only putting the insane pulls in their YouTube videos.
Yep.
I know there's people who got Lavelle twice in that. And then, like, another trash card like Gayoro or something. And the thing is, these cards aren't bad, but relative to the value, like, they are bad. Like, that Lavelle card is sick for 35K. That's a sick card. But you don't want to pack that in a store pack worth 500K. So, yeah, I don't know, man. They're going crazy with the store packs. I don't know if y'all pay attention to it. I only do because I trade, so like, I need to see supply. they've been releasing midweek lightning rounds, which is something they've never done before. Like pretty much since Team of the Year, every week without fail, they release.
I noticed that.
Yeah, midweek lightning rounds. And the packs are selling, man. Like people are buying these packs. It's crazy. They have such a grip on the community. And yeah, it's kind of like you said, Brando, it all contributes to the power curve and the market being kind of dead because most packs are untradeable, like you said.
Yeah. And, yeah, especially during Team of the Season or during Team of the Year, I didn't actually rip too many store packs. Earlier in the game, I did, but, and, you know, it's coming from someone who, you know, does buy more store packs than maybe, actually, I don't know if I'd say the average FIFA player, because there are some players who just, like, you see them rip every single store pack, but I don't know. I think it's just crazy, and I saw a leak, a store pack leak. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but it guarantees you a one of the new like heroes or icons, and it's an 85 by 50, which
yeah, I did see that
by 50, bro.
Yeah,
it's just
50. I did not see that, dude.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just got me thinking. Now this is just, I know it's crazy. This is just a PSA to everyone. Now
it's got to be like 7,500. Like
that's what I'm thinking, bro. 7,500. It's gonna be more expensive than that 750k one. It might be a mil and 75 bucks, dude. That's wild. That's so
crazy. Yeah, and see, but just like a PSA to anyone who still, you know, is buying store packs and wants to rip packs. Now, this pack is really tempting, but if you remember last year, we had Trophy Titans then Team of the Season, and I swear those icons were in gambles like 3 weeks after they got released. Like, and by the time they're in gambles, it's Team of the Season. And all those Tots cards are already better than those icons, besides Cruyff, which no one's going to pack. But see, for a pack like that, it's expensive. If you are going to buy store packs, just wait till Team of the Season.
Nah,
it's just not worth it.
Chasing Pirlo.
Well, yeah, I just mean like next
card pack. I feel that, Brando. I saw you tweeting about that. Like, if you're buying store packs, wait till Team of the Season. But Team of the Season is still a month away, bro. Like, I've seen people tweeting that, and this is something I wanted to talk about because people have been like, "Oh, don't do this SBC. Like, we'll get better cards during Team of the Season." When Team of the Season was still 6 weeks away, bro. Like, 6 weeks is like a quarter of the active, like, time period of this game being like super hype. You know what I mean? Like, 6 weeks is a long time in FIFA.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, you also have to remember that. Like, community tots is cool, but it's not, you know, as exciting as like a Prem tots or Bundesliga or La Liga. So,
I'll say that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just for a promo like this, I would say, in my opinion, right? If you were to buy a store pack, number one, the store pack's out. The icon pack coin wise isn't horrible, and the other one that gives you a ton of fodder, the 2x guaranteed. FIFA point wise, I would stay away. But if you have a lot of coins and you want to send it, I don't think it's horrible. Like, I think you were planning on maybe sending one of those with coins, Blim.
I am, yeah, because that Vinny got leaked. And we can touch on that Vinny too. I don't know if either of y'all are interested in him. But I'm just kind of at the point with my coins where, like, I have no interest in buying tradable players at all. Fodder is so easy to get that I'm not throwing as many coins into player SBCs as I typically do. So it's pretty much just all going toward Evos. Mm-hmm. And once I sell my Pascarose that I bought, I'm going to have like 2 mil. So why not throw 700K at a store pack toward the end of Foot Birthday? See if I can get lucky. And then, like you said, Brando, the fodder, I think it's a 84 times 50 with like 7 guaranteed 87 plus, 2 guaranteed 89 plus, a couple Foot Birthdays guaranteed. Like, that pack is crazy for the coin value. And then worst case scenario, like, I might lose a bit of coins, like, relative to the fodder value that I pack, but it's a fun shot at a sick card, and all that fodder can just go straight into Vinny. So that's kind of what I'm thinking with those. But Dom, what are you saying?
Well, unfortunately, I have opened 3 of the 5K guaranteed icons. So, you know, I'm not the best example. But I will say, when I think about, like, the fodder that was generated, some of the promo cards that I got, and the icons, one made it worth it, right? Because I packed a 3 million coin card. At the time, it was extinct. I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones, right? But the other two, just so you guys know, for science, I did this. The second one was Van Nistelrooy. who, in my opinion, you know, I like myself a big chunky striker. He's got 4-star skills, 5-star weak foot. He's got the first. He's basically Harry Kane's honorable mention cards. So I was like, all right, that's all right. And then I got Van der Sar, who I just realized was 5'5". So now it's just going to be pass it back to the goalie. And just,
dude, that Nick Pope, was that last year, 2 years ago? That Nick Pope thumb, I know you use that card too. That was my goat, man.
The first time they brought him out, I made sure to do that.
Yeah.
Actually, that was sick. A throwback. It's only a couple years, but the Randolph winner wild card.
Oh, yes. Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
2 years, I think.
Years? Yeah. That card was sick too, man. If you give me a 5-5 keeper, I'm conceding so many goals. Same with center back. Last year I did that foot birthday. I think it was De Sassi when he was in the French league, and he was 5-5. Oh, dude, I was doing Bolasi flicks out the back. I was losing games, but I didn't care, man. Just straight vibes. I love it, man. I love it.
I think that's what this time is here for. And so, like, I mean, like, if you do decide to indulge in a store pack, like, foot birthday is definitely compared to all the other, in my opinion, compared to all the other promos, this is the time to do it, because you get the 5-star weak foot or 5-star skilled players, and that can make the game fun up through those weeks you're waiting for tots. And, you know, you kind of just grind the fodder that you can generate from playing the game in the meantime. And, you know, that's kind of how I've been playing the game this whole year. Like, ever since Team of the Year, is kind of just like, all right, you know, if the only reason I was able to open packs is because I did a tutoring session for 2 hours. So, you know, I made a little bit of money. It's like, all right, here you go. So,
yeah.
You know, and so I ended up packing a good card. I'm just lucky. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I feel that. I think it's important to note too, like, it feels like specifically this year that, like, there's always a time where people are like, oh, wait to open your packs till this, like, it'll be way better. And every time it is way worse. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, the packs seem good right now. The store packs, if you want to take your shot at, like, one sit card in that 750K pack and that's what you want to do, do it. But my mentality is more of like, I'm going to do a sick fodder pack because I still have the chance of getting a sick card. And at the very least, I'm getting fodder to do a player SBC that I know I love. So it just seems like every time people say like, oh, wait, oh, save your packs, or like buy a store pack at this time, it'll be better. It's been way worse. So I think that's important to note, too.
Yeah. Something funny that, you know, people look at my team, they're like, oh, you've probably spent like $10 million on the game. But what's really funny is that most of my good pools actually haven't come from the store. My best pool this year, tradable Mateus, came from the $1 store pack. So it's like,
that's wild, bro. But you are so red listed though, Brandon. Yeah. That is like,
no, yeah.
I don't think that's a good example for the community.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, I wouldn't open store packs like to expect a good pool, because more than likely you're not.
Oh, like, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, go like the fodder pack.
Yeah. Yeah,
you never,
like,
know what'll happen.
Yeah. That's pretty much right. What I do. Like, I just do it for fodder. Cause, like, if you expect fodder and you get like something good, then, you know, like, you're happy, right? But if you don't get something good, you've enough fodder to do a big SBC, a big gamble pack, then you're still happy. So, I wouldn't go in expecting something, because more than likely you're not gonna get anything. So, yeah, it's gambling. It's just gambling.
Yeah. It's just under the guise of you get guaranteed shiny new cards, shiny new promo cards, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go with the big one, and, you know, you can get like Gioro, Danjuma, Jordi Alba, and Buchanan in the pack, and then you know you get like Robert Pires, and you're like, all right,
yeah.
Like, I have gold fodder, like, at least I did that. But, like, you're not even like guaranteed that you're gonna get enough 89s and 88s to really just throw golds in, right? So you have to use everything.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
you know, you get like the 15 coin pack and you hit Pele, you know, and it's just,
right, it's the most random packs that pay out.
That's kind of been my view, is just I can generate enough just by playing the game, because we get really good rewards from, you know, during big promos, you get the daily play objectives, you get the daily logins, and they give you big packs that, like, actually give you, like, a decent chance of hitting something. And, you know, if you grind the game a bit more, you know, there's the other objectives, there's the champs objectives. You can just generate a lot. If you play squad battles because you're working on Evos, you're playing champs, you're playing rivals, You can generate fodder and give yourself a chance at these without even having to spend money in the store. So like, if you're missing
and rivals too, like you mentioned, those rewards are insane.
The change in the rivals rewards is such a like a low key thing that EA did that was like so good.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know they were doing that, and now like I want to get to Division 2 because I know what I could get if I just pick untradeable trap packs. There's so many good fodder packs with like guaranteed ratings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I went up to Division 1 too. I've been sandbagging my divisions all year. But those new rewards, like we actually have an incentive to play rivals, which is what we've been crying out for. But you mentioned that Robert Pires card. And I said when we were doing our recap of the week that I hadn't packed anybody, and I packed Skiller Robert Pires today in my 84-5, one of them. And that is sick, dude. Like, he's probably 150K on the market. He's not an insane card. But anybody who's followed me on Twitter for a long time, his team of the year last year was one of my goats. Like, he's just so jammy in game. He moves so nice. And they give this one Finesse Plus. I tried him out the day he dropped. I did a little overnight flip on him, made 30K, and got to play a few games with the card, and he is amazing. So I'm really excited to have that in the team. He doesn't make my main team, but that's not what it's about. So he's definitely going to be getting used with Hadji. Maybe him and Hadji will run together this weekend, but that's a hype pick or a hype pack that I forgot to mention. And I also wanted to touch on last week's content. Brando, I know you were on the weekend pod, so you already talked about it a bit, but feel free to chime in. I just want to go through the player SBCs, and then Ape, I want to get your thoughts on those SBCs and see if you did any. So we had Yoshida on Saturday. Friday we had Socrates and Komen. You did Komen. Then we had Makaleli, Quadrado, Openda twin SBCs, Harit, and Grimaldo. And so for me, Quadrado was one of my goats. I did him. He's been amazing. Honestly, nothing bad to say about the card. He's sick. I did Openda 5-star skill. That card's been pretty mid, I won't lie. He can't finish to save his life. If he could shoot, he would be unreal. But like, I keep getting into amazing positions with him, and it's just chalked. And then Harit is the goat of the cup, man. That guy is like R9 in the cup right now. He carried me to 10-2. It was a breeze, and he's just insane. He's really good in general, but specifically for the cup, he's him. Brando, I wanted to ask you about last week's SBCs. Did any of them stick out to you? I know you did Komon because you're a Bayern fan, obviously. So I want to get your thoughts on him for sure. And then were there any others that you did from last week?
Yeah, so I did Makaleli. I wrote a review on him. Hindsight, should have done Tchouaméni, but Makaleli is still really good. Yoshida. Oh, let me tell you about this guy. So I was playing co-op with Kevin last weekend or 2 weekends ago. I can't remember. And this guy was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. Yoshida was playing, like, he was, like, prime Maldini. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. Quadrado, I know you complete him. You like him, dumb. Complete him. Or you're about to complete him.
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah, I actually also complete him. I just had dupes. Had to put him in somewhere. I didn't want to do another icon pick. And he's really good. I'd recommend him. Openda, another really good SBC, I think. The dynamic is called the shushing one. I think that's the weak foot, which people might say is slightly worse. But this year, honestly, I kind of like my strikers to have a 5-star weak foot over skills. But again, personal preference. And then we got Harry, which we talked about. Then Grimaldo, who I really liked his winter wild card. Good SBC. He's cheap. Affordable. I'm not sure if any of you guys did them. I didn't do them, but I know a lot of people did.
Nah, I'm taking a look at Yoshida because I packed Jordi Alba, which, and now I have Sawa, so it's kind of like a nice little link. Like Boutra, Sawa, Yoshida, Jordi Alba. I think that would be like a cheeky little like fun link up to have, especially if you like Yoshida's as good as like you said. I would love to, you know, I mean, to your dismay, Brando, I'd have to bench Kim, but Yoshida may
It's fine for Yoshida.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Kim and Jay gets the job done still. He's so good. Do we think?
Yeah,
we
that
think
Kim is special, man. That Kim is nice.
I forget. I was listening to another FIFA podcast, EAFC podcast, and they were talking about, you know, do we think that since, you know, you see a lot of these promo cards, regardless of if they're a fodder card or not, like they all have two play style pluses. Do you think that like a card having one playstyle plus is kind of getting phased out, or do you think that they're still useful?
I think they're getting phased out. I think it's rare that cards come out with one playstyle plus at this point. And when they do, it's kind of like the lower tier mid cards. Like for Foot Fantasy, I think Andre and like Lise Melu had one, and like Pascaro, like all the mid ones only have one. So I think that's going to kind of be the way that they go with it. That's just the feeling that I get, is that they will phase it out, and then come team of the season, then the mid cards might only have two and the meta cards will have three. Yeah. That kind of thing. One thing I wanted to talk about too, dude, and we haven't talked about it at all. The Evos during Foot Birthday have been absolutely incredible. So Dom, I want to go guest first. I want to start with you. Shout out a couple of the Evos that you've done, maybe one that you're working on, but what stood out for you? Who are your favorite players right now?
I'm behind on my Evos. I've still been working on the, what's it called? The Future Stars ones. I got Athenea done a couple days ago. I ran out of time on Tolkien, which, you know, is kind of an L for me when it comes to building my American team. But I mean, I do have other like really good American center mids where like he wasn't gonna start anyway. So having an 86, it is what it is. And I'm trying to finish that Yassine Adli, which expires in a couple days. But the two guys from Future Stars that I'm doing, I think it's like from the first day the promo was out, the Jack of All Trades, right? I'm looking for the picture on my phone because I took a screenshot of the two guys that I did and their stats. The first guy was Giacomo Raspadori before birthday card came out. Yeah. And I was just looking at the stats and comparing them. The pace and the shooting stats are identical. But the Foot Birthday that was released in the packs has better passing and dribbling in certain stats. He has better heading accuracy, and the physical stats are slightly better. It's only a difference of like no more than 6 or 7 points. So there's a slight, you know, discrepancy in the two cards. But I don't understand how one's a 90 and one's a 88, right? These fake, you know, overalls that we've been dealing with and seeing with in Evos. I mean, both cards are five star. The play styles are different though. So that was like the one thing that's kind of like holding me back or kind of making me apprehensive about finishing it. But the other one that I'm doing is Luka Jovic.
Another Serie A boy.
So I'm building my Milan past and present. So I have an Evo Jovic that was an 83. And this brings him up to an 88. He'll be five star. He's lengthy. I think he's mostly lengthy or lengthy. He doesn't have the best pace splits, 82 acceleration, 81 sprint speed, but his shooting stats will be 97 attack positioning, 91 finishing, 98 shot power, 91 long shots, 99 volleys. He'll have 89 reactions, 86 ball control. He'll have 85 heading accuracy, 99 jumping, 89 strength. Like I said, five star. He'll have power header plus and, first touch plus. And I'll tell you, like, using him already, like, just 4-star, 5-star, even, like, you give him, like, an engine, right? Get his passing a little bit better, the pace just slightly, because he's not going to get in, but he's also lengthy, so he does get a little bit of that extra boost. Anyway, you up his agility, you up his balance, you up the dribbling stat, you up the ball control. And the guy doesn't need his finishing touched. Like, it's perfect as is. He always like was coming off the bench for me, or even if I started him with the Milan past and present, and he was absolutely killing it already. Getting a five star where I can like hold off the guy with his strength and turn either direction and just bang it in, it's going to be so worth it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, dude. That's a passionate one for sure. I went the passionate route too. I got to talk about mine a little bit on the last weekend episode. But Brando, I want to hear about yours, dude, because I don't know that I've heard about yours yet. Who have you been Evoing?
Well, so I'm not sure if you know about the PSN cups, the ones that give you 500 FIFA points. But I've been doing a lot of those recently, saving all the points for Evos. And I actually did end up, I had enough FIFA points, so I bought the Salah Evo to make him 5-5. I'm currently working on him right now. But
that looks sick.
Yeah, well, so done. Yeah, that Salah team of the week, I packed him in a team of the week pick right at the start of the game. He's a club legend, and now that I can make the card design look nice, you know, make him 5/5. I had to do it. And I love Sal in real life too, so he'll be in the team for a couple weekends. And besides that, I haven't really been doing too many Evos. I did a Kanji a couple weeks ago, but I've really been focusing on the menu grind. I haven't been doing too much gameplay, you know, your rivals, champs, etc. But I've really focused on the player pick grind, which I'd like to, you know, get started on next. But yeah, it's been really good. Blimp, if you want to, you know, co-op with those kits, you know, they give you 5 million XP. I'll make sure to put Rolfo in the team and Sala just for you.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds sick, dude. I want to shout out a couple of my Evos. So there was one that I tweeted about a lot on Sunday. When that tricky Ricardo Evo came out, like my initial thoughts were, dang, that Evo kind of sucks. It's 250k and it looks kind of mid. But then I realized you could chain it easily because it doesn't do a stat boost. So it, like, actually the way that they did it was pretty sick. So I got base hero Bomb Pastor, and I made her a 91 through tricky Ricardo and one of the I forget the name of it. It's like the skilled wing defender one that gives them 5-star skills for attack. So she's a 91 with dead ball plus with 91 free kick accuracy. She has whipped pass plus, 91 pace, 82 shooting, 89 passing, 90 dribbling, 87 defending with 94 stamina and 83 aggression. And she's 5'5". And she is insane, dude. She is so good. Like yesterday, I used her at center mid with Reece James. I've used her at left mid. I'm going to be using her at left back, but like, there's nothing that this card can't do. And she's so nimble on the ball. She has 93 ball control, 91 dribbling with 91 reactions and 90 composure and press proven. She has base anticipate, base incisive pass, relentless and quick step as well. She is just insane. So like that Evo is crazy. I went meta on that one. It's rare that I go full meta, but that card just like spoke to me. So I had to. But then, you know, I did my passionate one. I got a 90 Origi from the two-footed attack. He's 4-star, 5-star. He's lengthy, and he has 93 sprint speed with 5-star weak foot, power shot plus, 90 strength, 95 jumping. And I actually, he's crazy. My promotion game to Division 1, dude, it was, like, really sweaty. It was actually against a mutual on Twitter, which is pretty crazy. But I subbed Origi in like, the 80th minute. 1-1, and he scored the winner to send me to Div 1, and it's just like being a Liverpool fan scoring a late winner with Origi, dude. It was like, it was actually like poetry. Yeah.
That's pure passion.
I would have started crying, to be honest,
dude. It was just so passionate, and seeing him do that so many times in real life for us, and then the fact that I have a 90 Origi, who by the way only has one playstyle plus, and his highest face stat on his card is 91 shooting. So he could fit an Evo kind of soon again to maybe get some skill moves or just become even more cracked. Yeah. And it's just like,
wow.
I think having a balance in your Evos is important. Like, you got to have the passion ones, but then you can throw a meta one in there too. It's just whatever you enjoy. But I got a 90 Gakpo too. We don't have to get into his stats. 90 Zobelslide 5-5. Then, of course, my Harvey Elliott 5-5. The Evos have just been a massive W, and that kind of goes hand in hand with the menu content in general being a massive W. Brando, I know you've been doing like 100 player picks a day or something wild.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that grind.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's paid off for you.
Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it actually since Fantasy when the exchanges came out. So what I've been doing is, first I focus, you know, if I want to do a gamble SBC, I'll do it first. If I want to do a player, I'll do it first. And then for like the rest of the week, what I do is, if I need to, I'll buy an 89, but I've really liked the campaign picks because they're not too expensive and they give you 90s, 89s, put them into the exchange. So pretty much what I've been doing, some people just put dupes, but I've been putting every single walkout, every single fodder promo back into the exchanges. And then with that, you're able to do like 80 to 85 picks a day. Just on the web app. If you go on the game, you could probably do more, but for some reason we have an SBC ban. Thank you, EA Sports. So you can only do like 80 to 85 a day without getting banned on the web app. I also use Pale Tools, which is a hack, which is, you know, how I get all my pack luck. It's a really good tool if you guys are grinding your SBCs. But I've just been doing that grind, and I packed Van der Sar. I packed Van der Sar last week and Pires this week. So, you know, some nice cards. I think I've done like 700 by now. No actual foot birthday over 100K, you know, which is a little disappointing, but still have two more days. We'll probably be doing more. And I think it's a good grind. If they keep this during Team of the Season and during the Golazzo promo coming out, I will turn into a menu grinder. You know, follow me on X for more trading tips and menu tips, because I do that now. I don't think I've ever done this much menu grinding in my life, but I really hope they keep these for the rest of the year.
Passionate, dude. That sounds pretty fun. I might get into that a little bit. I've actually been somewhat enjoying the gameplay apart from Weekend League. So I've been playing more gameplay. But how about you, Ape? Have you been menu grinding? Have you been gameplay? And if you have been menu grinding, what's the strategy?
Well, March is always the return of lacrosse season, so I start coaching in March. So our season started recently at my high school, so a lot of my time has been, you know, hanging out with my wife and then also, you know, going to the gym and coaching. So I've been menu grinding a little bit more than game grinding. And, you know, I've been doing player picks here and there. I really like the 80 pluses. Because I just sit on my web or my companion app and just fire them off, you know. And I built a couple 83 plus packs. That's really it. I really haven't been doing too much. Like, I've been sitting down, like, trying to get the Evos done, like I said, because they were running out of time. So I was grinding a lot of squad battles. Didn't really play too many rivals. I got it in because I was getting Atenea done. And yeah, I mean, I got my champs done, but I spread it out over the course of a couple days. So, yeah, I'm just taking a look at things, doing some SBCs as they come around, and kind of just casually playing, just because my life's gotten a little bit busier, and I got to find that balance again. I do want to say this. I'm looking at these Evos, the skilled wing defense. This Trent looks kind of saucy. 5-star, 4-star with whip pass and long ball plus.
Yeah, he just has 80 pace, man. I was looking at that too. I have him first owner.
I can make it work.
80 pace, man. I was thinking about it too. Maybe you could play him in the midfield, have a passionate Trent in the midfield.
So what I'm thinking is you set up in a 5-back so you can run a 3-back setup. You have some type of setup so you have Musa. The future star is Musa in your midfield. You move Musa out to the right so you can get Trent in the center.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's a couple ways to do it. Like, I like how they've been releasing cards that are versatile. Like Cuadrado, even. You could throw him at right mid in a build. And then you could swap them. That's what I was doing with Cuadrado and Reece James yesterday. I started Cuadrado right mid, Reece James right back. And then in-game, I played Reece James center mid and Cuadrado right back. So there's ways to do it, man. You might have just spoken to me a little bit, because I actually have a 86 Evo Montiel that fits into that, and he goes to a 91 with 5-star skills and, like, ridiculous stats. But, like, I have Cuadrado, I have Reece James, I have so many right backs, and he's Argentinian, which, like, doesn't really speak to my heart, Nottingham Forest, you know what I mean? So maybe Trent would be a little bit more passionate to throw into that. You might have just swung me a little bit. Like, 5-star skills Trent does sound pretty fun.
Yeah, 5-star skills Trent with those types of passing stats is just really, really, really emotional. The passion.
That would be enjoyable, dude. Yeah, that would be sick. You might have just changed my path. So I don't know, man. I'll have to look into it a little more and figure it out. We did get a couple questions from the Discord. So I want to go ahead and get into those. We got one from Mr. Chucky C. And he said, since we've all used two playstyle pluses at this point in the game, what are your favorite playstyle plus combos for each position? So he wants to know attacker, midfielder, and defender. And I think this would be, like, a really cool conversation. So let's just go through position by position. Like, keep it short and sweet, because it's kind of a lot, you know, to go through. But I want to get your thoughts first, Ape. Guess first. What is your favorite combo of playstyle pluses for an attacker?
For an attacker, it's got to be the Sophia Smith and Butra combo. It's the quick step plus and technical plus. Crazy. If you have a 5-star weak foot, it's just unstoppable.
Does it make like the transition of R1 dribbling into sprinting like seamless?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that sounds insane.
Yeah, once you get used to it and you understand like how to switch, because you find yourself forcing it a lot, and you're trying to understand the angles in which you can turn and cut. But then, you know, there was I scored a goal last night where like Sophia Smith brings the ball down. She's kind of wriggling along the edge of the 18-yard box at the top of it through a couple defenders. I do a fake shot stop, and then the quick step to just touch it right past the center back. And they take a step because they're anticipating it, but they're too slow on it. You either get fouled or you get by them, and you have a 5-star weak foot, so you can finish at either post.
That sounds sick. That's a really good one. Brando, what about you for an attacker?
I was looking at my team, and I have a couple interesting ones. So, number one, the Tevez I just packed. He has technical and power shot plus. Now, I think power shot plus is very, very, very underrated. If you could just hit those perfectly, like I know Mateus has it, midfielder, we'll get into that soon. But if you can just hit that perfectly, it's almost an automatic goal. And technical has to be one of my just all-time favorite things ever, I think, in a FIFA video game. I just love that play style plus so much. It makes your players move so well. Let me see. Benzema has aerial and he has finesse, which aerial's pretty underrated. You know, just getting that cross, just, you know, have aerial plus and he scores it. And if you play Benzema cam, like what I do, I play a 4-2-3-1 and I put Benzema cam. If you need to win the ball, and let's say you cross it in, right? Need to win the ball. He'll just jump up. He'll head that. And then you have a free attack. And then finesse shot. We really need a conversation about finesse shot, because I know they supposedly nerfed it, but my finesses are still crazy sometimes.
I heard it's back.
Yeah. Finesse is amazing. Finesse is definitely one of mine. I don't think I have a card, but quick step is so elite, I think, too. Just like I do that right stick flick, like I'll skill move and then create some space, boom, I'm gone with the quick step. So if I could get a card with quick step plus and finesse plus, I think that would be insane. I'm looking through my club right now. I don't have a card like that. I don't know if a card like that exists, but if it did, that would be wild, I think, for my play style. Because quick step, like you said, Dom, like it's so nice in those tight areas, but also I feel like it's effective if you like get out and run. So it's one of those where it's like kind of versatile, because like rapid doesn't change anything in tight spaces. It's only like when you're running at full pace. But I just think quick step can bring a lot to the team. And then into midfielders, Brando, what are you saying on two playstyle pluses for midfielders?
Before we get into that, I just have to let you know, you packed the 5-star skills Pires, right?
Yeah. Does he have quick step and finesse?
No, he has finesse and trickster, but.
Oh, yeah, that's sick, too.
Let me tell you, this card, people are saying he's like Ginola. All right, this might be the craziest take I've ever had. I think this card is better than Trophy Titans Ginola. Just can't leave it at that. Pires, the new Pires.
Fair enough. Like, Pires is awesome, dude. No, he's not. I love that card.
Yeah. But midfielder. So I know Hullet, he only has one, but Press Proven. I never really used the card with Press Proven until Hullet came out. And two, Press Proven is so elite. It's so good. It's such an underrated play style. Like, this guy can just play. You could play 240 minutes if you needed to.
It's one of the reasons why he was so good as a center back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Press Proven is awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm. And then Mateus, who has Power Shot Plus and Dead Ball Plus. Now, I think it's really important. You don't need to. But if you have one player a dead ball plus on your team, if you get
elite,
if you get a perfect free kick, like the perfect angle, it's an automatic goal.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. And then again, power shot, really good. Now CDMs, Makalele, he has bruiser plus and he has quick step. So when you're in a tight space and that quick step activates, get out of that. And Bruiser, in my opinion, is another really underrated play style plus. You just body players. But yeah, I would say those are my favorite play style pluses in midfielders. What about you, Dunn?
So I got two. Maybe, yeah, I got two different ones because it depends. So if I'm more of an offensive midfielder, I'm looking to, you know, become a playmaker, right? Give me ping pass and give me incisive pass. Incisive pass plus and ping pass plus. Arda Güler is one of those cards. I absolutely love that card. It's so good. Or like, you know, like Kimmich has the ping pass. He has long ball plus, but I don't use it as much. I'm a big through ball merchant. I have a lot of pace up top, so I like guys that have that extra one. Olga Carmona has it, and that's why, like, with the five-star, I can take any angle and play a person through.
Yeah.
And then if I'm a little more defensive, give me Bruiser plus with Relentless plus. Relentless plus.
Oh, Relentless is a really good one.
Ridiculous, because it triggers and you get a longer second man press. So when you're holding the R1 press, you've ever noticed if you have a Relentless plus player, it pops up over their head once you trigger that. And they go longer than the rest of your teammates. They don't lose as much stamina from it. And they can basically, sometimes it triggers on their own. So you're getting AI help from it. I have it on Sawa in the midfield. She's everywhere. I have it on Lam. He's everywhere. He's not in the midfield, but if you play him in the midfield, he will be everywhere because he has anticipate, like the base anticipate. If you have a CDM with that, that's all you need. You don't need anticipate plus. So I'd say, like, yeah, Relentless and Bruiser. Bruiser's crazy, low key. If you've ever used the Hoyland Dynasties card, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I don't think too many people use that. I just did that because of the World
Cup. Yeah, that's more your thing.
How good that card actually was because of Bruiser Plus.
I do think Bruiser Plus is underrated. For me, I think, like, as a box-to-box center mid, I really, really think Intercept Plus is super underrated. My Rijkaard has it, and y'all know I'm a huge fan of Rijkaard. Like, even in the midfield, he's insane. But honestly, I feel like Intercept is kind of like Anticipate, where you don't really need it to be the plus. Because on this Evo Bobby Clark that I have, who's a 91 and he's insane, he has base Intercept and it just seems like he's locking onto everything. So I think if I had to choose a combo of two in the midfield, it would be Pinged Pass. Because I'm like you, Dom, I think Pinged Pass is just so versatile. Like being able to just fizz a ball into your attackers or even your defense if you're under pressure and knowing that they'll be able to control it. Pinged Pass plus, and then also Press Proven plus, because like the way Hullet moves, and I have it on this Clark as well, the way you're just able to like left stick out of pressure is insane with the Press Proven plus. But moving on to defense, it's funny y'all mentioned Bruiser plus, because that is one of the ones that Mr. Chucky C mentioned. His combo for center back was Anticipate plus and Bruiser plus, and he actually pointed out nobody in the game has it, which like he makes him assume that it might be game changing, and that does sound like a ridiculous combo. Dom, I'm gonna go back to you. For a defender, what would your combo be?
Actually, I just want to say, I want to bring it back to what you said your combo for attackers was. There's one player in the game that has Finesse Shot plus and Quick Step plus, and that's the Cole Palmer Future Stars with a 5-star weak foot.
Oh, so,
listen, I'm telling you right now, that card probably cooks.
Yeah, he's probably insane. He's probably wild. I might have to look into it.
For me, when it comes to a defender, listen, the great Paolo Maldini said it best. If I had to make a tackle, I made a mistake already. But I make a lot of mistakes in EAFC. So give me Anticipate Plus and give me Slide Tackle Plus. I'm telling you right now, I experimented with Slide Tackle Plus in the beginning of the year. All I gave up was penalties, and I got red cards left and right because I thought that I could just slide whenever, right? But I'm telling you recently, because I still use the normal Maldini, it saved me so many times. Or I have the Maldini-Nesta combo. It saved me so many times. Like, where you're in that, like, one-on-one. Maybe they have a step, but you're coming at the right angle. They their slide tackle, performs faster than a normal slide tackle. So, like, they come in, and then it's also, like, possession-based. So they'll curl around, so they keep the ball. or it'll clear out a little bit more. It's actually underrated if you learn how to use it and when to. You can't just slide tackle whenever, but if you can slide tackle and always get the ball and stand tackle and always get the ball, you don't need anything to help with the center back's pace. Just play good positioning and you'll be a vortex.
That's a good one, dude. And you're going to love Cuadrado. I know you said you're working on him. His slide tackle plus is so passionate, man. Like the way you're able to track back and like make those hero tackles. And also just like in situations where you could stand tackle, to be able to confidently slide tackle instead just for that added passion. That's a sick one. What about you, Brando? Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, I'll start out at center backs. Anticipate plus, you know, that one's an obvious one. Let me see. So Ruben Diaz, who has been my favorite defender, probably one of the best defenders I've ever used. He is intercept plus and bruiser plus. Again, going back to bruiser plus, such an underrated play style. You come against a strong player, just absolutely bodies them. And then intercept plus. And I'm not sure if I said this during the last pod, but right now, intercept plus has become my favorite center back play style plus. I don't know what it is, but you know, like if you get some stupid DDA bounce, if you have a player with intercept plus, they'll just get the ball back and they'll save you from so many goals, which is just absolutely fantastic. I love it. And then a recent one, Karchawi, she has technical and rapid. Now, you know, for a fullback, little interesting, almost, you know, like an attacker, but you know, not exactly a playstyle plus, but I just want to talk about this. So if you look at a left back or let's say right back and they're attacking oriented and you see two attacking oriented playstyle pluses, you might not be interested in the card. But once you look at the actual in-game white play styles, you'll see block, anticipate, jockey, relentless. So I just think it's important before you craft a card to really look at the in-game play styles, because the play style pluses don't always, you know, share the whole picture of the card. But yeah, so Karchawi, I would say technical rapid, just burst past wingers, need to start an attack, get forward left back, absolutely fantastic. And then Akanji, he also has intercept, absolutely love it. He has intercept and block is really good. And yeah, those would be my picks for playstyle pluses.
Actually, it's funny that you split it up between center backs and fullbacks. I wasn't even thinking about that. I agree that it's like super important for like fullbacks to like, it's okay if they don't have a defensive playstyle plus, right?
Yeah.
If I'm looking for an ideal fullback, give me technical plus and give me ping pass plus. Like Rolfo with the ping pass plus is incredible. Like you can't beat just being able to fizz that ball in from the side. And if it's not ping pass plus, I'll also take incisive pass plus, because using Olga Carmona as a left back for the longest time, I've loved being able to give those through balls from a different angle. But having technical plus too, start that attack, you go inside a little bit earlier with the fullback and you make that inverted run. It's so dangerous. And then being able to put that pass through however you want. I really like that.
Yeah, technical plus is really nice in the wide areas, I think. Mm-hmm. I find it more valuable. Like when you get isolated in one-on-one situations on the wing, that's a good shout. For me, it would definitely be intercept plus. Like you said, Brando, I think in the back, it's just so valuable. Like that Rijkaard is so much better than he should be with intercept plus. He just locks onto the ball. And then also slide tackle plus, which we already talked about. But just like the added passion is just, you can't beat it, man. Slide tackle plus is so fun. We did get another question from the Discord from our boy Sharpie. And this is actually a really interesting one. I was actually thinking something similar to this earlier today, but let me read a little bit of what he said. So he said, we have icons representing the elite players over time. And then in recent years, we've had heroes representing players with high achievements and honors, but not quite at icon level. What about introducing a different type of special player, something like Ultimate Team Throwbacks? These will be players that may not have been the best players ever, but were very good in FIFA. For example, the likes of Seydou Doumbia, Gabby Agbonlahore, Wellington, and even Akinfenwa. These type of players could keep the nostalgia of past titles. So my question for you is what player would you like to see put in as a throwback special?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one on your mind already?
I've got too many, to be honest with you.
You can name a few. This was a really sick question, so shout out Sharpie.
Nilmar. Wellington Ooh. Silva. Wallison. Give me Fabrizio Micoli. This may be a crazy one, but I forget who made the video. Simone Verdi, silver card when he was at Milan. He was basically the Italian Messi, and that's what the whoever made the YouTube video, I remember that that's what they said, and it caught my eye. I checked it out. I bought the card. Incredible silver card. I mean, that card was just stupid. It sucks that, like, his cards, once he got, like, on Torino and he was a gold card, like, were awful. But that silver card, man, oh, my God. And that was the same year I think El Shaarawy had a silver card. And he was, like, a 74-rated silver. And he
silver El Shaarawy was insane.
Yeah. So, like, those two had the super link. And it was just, it was unfair. You could play Verdi at center forward and hit El Shaarawy at left wing. Stupid.
Yeah, dude, Verdi's a shout too. I think he's still in the game, and there's a little off topic, but we got that Evo leak for silver players, and based on the leaks, Verdi might fit it. So I stashed one in the club, and that would be a fun one to Evo for the nostalgia vibes. What about you, Brando? You got some sick Bayern players, or what are you thinking?
So first I was thinking Claudio Pizarro, one of my favorite players. He's super underrated, and he was really good at Bayern, so I would really, really just love a hero card, some special card type of his. Then, next one, which I think you guys would like, you know, we could argue that he should have a hero, but Tim Howard, I think that'd be sick.
That's a shout, yeah.
Yeah. And then Piszczek for Dortmund. You know, even as a Bayern fan, Piszczek is just an amazing player. That was really good. And then Kagawa for Dortmund. He was again.
Kagawa was so fun in old FIFAs.
Yeah, another Dortmund player, but yeah, he was so passionate. Even as a Bayern fan, he was one of my favorite players. I'd love to get a promo card for his. And trying to think, maybe any other Americans that you guys could think of. I think Donovan could be a shout. Maybe.
Well, Donovan has a hero.
Yeah, Donovan.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I said Donovan. I meant what's his name? Tim Howard.
Yeah.
Tim Howard would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd be cool. And then maybe I'm just throwing out. I don't know, because there's like a lot of cards I want to say, but I feel like they should be heroes or icons. So. Oh, actually, I have a good one. Quaresma.
This was like related to FIFA too. Oh yeah, Quaresma would be sick.
Quaresma.
He had some sick cards back in the day.
Yeah, it's also like, what cards have we used in FUT in the past that you just want to bring back? You know, like crazy. Like think Hulk.
Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk. I was thinking a Barbo crossed my mind. Did y'all play during the Barbo days?
Well, are you talking? For Bologna, or when he played for Roma and you had the Gervinho Ibarbo Dumbia combo.
That one was sick too. That trio would be sick to bring back. Gervinho is a shout as well. That's sick.
Emenike.
Oh, Emenike is a good one. Dude, there are so many
Wagner
that like
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he mentioned Wagner Love in his question.
Nene was crazy.
Sorry. Yeah, that would be sick. Dude, there was one that, like, he is my FIFA GOAT. He is my skiller FIFA GOAT. And his name is Yannick Bolasie, man. What I would give for a Bolasie card. I swear I would send all my coins that I have right now for, like, a usable Bolasie card. So that, I mean, that was a sick, that's just a sick concept from Sharpie. So shout out Sharpie. That's a really fun idea. I wish EA took more of, like, people from the community have sick ideas, man. I really think they're missing the boat with some of these. Anybody have anything else they want to add before we wrap it up?
I think I had a player on the top of my mind. I forgot. But one more thing, you know, before we wrap it up, just want to say USA best national team ever. I don't think I've ever seen a national team come close. I mean, Tyler Adams, you know, we've had some great midfielders, you know, to play, but have they ever come close to Tyler Adams? Probably not. And then Reyna, hot take, I think he surpassed Mbappe. And it's just unbelievable. I've never seen a player do this before. When he scored that goal, oh, we have to talk about that. Did you guys see that Pulisic chip? Did you guys see that?
He dinked it over the sliding defender.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, like,
so cold, man.
I don't think Ronaldo's ever done that. So, I mean, and then
Pulisic's the man in form right now, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. He's been incredible. That game was, dude, whenever Tyler Adams received that ball, like, you could tell he was about to wind up and hit it. Like, I feel like everybody watching that is probably like, what on earth are you doing? Tyler Adams about to hit one from 40 yards. Oh, my gosh. That's one of the best long shots I've ever seen.
Oh,
the way that he hit that ball, man, like the technique on that. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. What a hit. I mean, and it's his first game back in so long.
The way his body moves on the follow through, you can just tell. Like, you're just like, ooh. That's a good one. That's
he put everything into it, man. So much passion.
You can tell it. Like, he envisioned that goal before he shot that. Like, he knew where he wanted that to go. Yeah. It's just, the shot was crazy. Like, I didn't even have a reaction. Like, I saw him take the shot. I'm like, why are you taking a shot? Then he scored. I was just, like, frozen.
I feel that. It is like, such a shot because he does not do that, man. Like, that is not something that Tyler Adams does. He's not a long shot merchant. He's not Rodri. He's Tyler Adams. He doesn't do that, but he did on the biggest stage in North American football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the pinnacle of North America. It's way worse in Europe. It's way worse in South America, but it's the pinnacle for North America against our rivals. And for him to step up like that after being out for so long, I mean, the Bournemouth fans have got to be thrilled to see that too, because he's about to get back in their team and they need a boost in the midfield right now. What better guy than...
Yeah.
And informed Tyler Adams, like, what a, just a, like, that's one of the best I am him moments I've seen in, like, recent football. To come back from, he's been out for months, man. Like, he hasn't played in a long time. To come back on a 45-minute cap and just bang one in the final against Mexico from 35 yards is, that was remarkable.
I think this is his first start in, like, over a year, too, which is insane.
That's crazy, man. And he does that.
I'm not sure. Are Milan and Liverpool in the same side of the bracket? I think they are. Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got it.
Okay, thank you. But just imagine, like, I know VVD is insane, but, like, will he be able to stop Pulisic? I'm not too sure.
No, they're on opposite sides.
Oh, okay. So easy for Milan.
Milan are in the same side as Leverkusen, West Ham. So they play the winner of that.
Yeah.
So we could meet in the final, maybe. That would be that would be a passionate crazy. Final. That would
be very passionate.
Liverpool Milan final, man. Historic. Yeah.
That's a historic game.
It is.
Yeah. That would be fun.
I just have to get your opinion, Blip. So let's just say Pulisic scored a last minute winner. How would you feel?
I would feel devastated, man. I'm a Liverpool fan first. I love my country, but, like, if Pulisic's playing for a club against Liverpool, then I'm pulling for Liverpool, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'd be pretty – I'd be sad. Like, I'd be happy for him, obviously, but
– Yeah, like, there'd be a part of me that's happy for him, but, like, maybe after a few days when I'm finished being clinically depressed.
Yeah. But, also, I just wanted to formally invite you guys to the – vlog in June, because I got tickets for the USA Brazil game, so you guys are all invited virtual.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so
a virtual invitation, how sweet.
Yeah, you're welcome. I would have got tickets, but you know we're already saving the money for you know, next team of the year, so you know I couldn't, sadly, but. just want to get that out here. USA, I love you, Greg Berhalter. You're bald, but I still love you.
Yeah, Greg out still, but it felt good to win the final, and especially in that way. It's such a dominant performance all around. Just like a dominant performance on this podcast from our friend Dom, a hairy ape. Dom, please plug yourself, man. It's been an absolute blast. Thank you for coming on.
Listen, I just want to say one thing before I plug myself. aside from thank you guys for having me on the midweek episode. I love that. I always appreciate it. EA dropped the ball with not having Francesco Totti as a hero. And they dropped the ball. If their biggest thing was women icons and the American icon Mia Hamm is in there, why is not Carly Lloyd? I need to know. If we're adding women, iconic American women, to the female roster of players, you need to lock down the second greatest American like player for the women's national team ever. Hands down.
I agree.
Lock it down. She needs to be in the next one. Like, think about it. We've got Sawa, right? We've got Abeli. Carly Lloyd would be incredible in the midfield. So, true. Like, EA, what are we doing? Aside from that, just follow me at a Harry Ape FUT on Twitter, or X, now that we call it that. That's really it. A Harry Ape on TikTok, but I can't tell you the last time I posted a TikTok. And I stream on Twitch every now and then, twitch.tv/aHarryApe. It's all one word. I get on there every now and then. So I'll be on a lot more active in the summer when I have more time. But I go on spring break next week, so I'm going to have a little bit of time around the house when I'm not doing chores and stuff. So
there you go. Throw up a stream.
Be on the lookout. I'll throw something up. I got something.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely give him a follow. Again, we appreciate you for being on. Brando, how about you? Where can the people find you, man?
Well, you can find me at BrandoLive_ on X, YouTube, TikTok, and not Twitch anymore, sadly, because I'm a part-timer. Mm. But still go follow me, because I'm almost at 300 followers. And X, if you guys would go check out my X profile, please bump up my impressions so I can make 35 cents instead of 20. Thank you guys for a fun episode. Very good topics. I thought today was super fun. Love talking about the USA. Greg Berhalter. I fell in love again. So thank you guys. W episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. W. Boys, if you're listening to this point, or girls, if there are any female followers listening, we appreciate y'all for listening to this whole thing of us just babbling on about foot and about America being clear of Mexico. Give us a follow on Twitter at Your Foot Podcast. You can follow me at Wasteful Blimp. We appreciate y'all. And just remember, if life ever gets you down, don't play FIFA because it'll only make it worse. But seriously, if FIFA ever gets you down, just remember, it ain't nothing but a foot thing, baby. Peace out.